Okay, our next speaker is a state senator from the 17th district. Now, that district includes Lower Merion, Radnor, Norristown, a number of other areas in Montgomery County. He's done a phenomenal job. He started off as a lawyer. He ran for the state house, succeeding Connie Williams, who many of you recognize, when she became state senator. And then when Connie retired, he moved up to Harrisburg and became the state senator. Dan Leach has never been afraid to speak his mind. He has never been afraid to stand for those things that he believes in and that many of us believe in. Ladies and gentlemen, State Senator Dan Leach. Shalom.
Shalom.
I thought that would resonate with this crowd. A lot of people don't know it because of my name, but I was actually bar mitzvahed as an Orthodox Jew. That's true. The Congregation Sons of Israel in Allentown. When I got older, I downshifted a little bit to Reform, but I've been active ever since. In any event, let me just say this. I've also spent time in Israel, and echoing something the rabbi said, if I thought for a minute there was a presidential candidate who did not, in his heart, in his soul, in his kishkas, support Israel, there's no way I would support that candidate, and I have absolutely no qualms about Barack Obama whatsoever. I was at the recent AIPAC meeting, and I was not 20 feet away from Barack Obama when he said that it is the policy of the United States of America not to contain an Iranian nuclear threat, but to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons. I was not 5 feet away from Leon Panetta when he said that it is the policy of the United States that Israel is a sovereign nation which can make their own decisions about defending herself as she sees fit. I was not 18 inches away. It was really sort of uncomfortable. From Shimon Peres. When he said that the relationship and the military cooperation and the military aid between the United States and Israel has never been better in the entire history of the Jewish state. But that is not my main point today, because there's a lot of people here more qualified than I to talk about foreign policy. I want to say a word or two about domestic policy, because Israel is extremely important, but it's not the only issue. And again, because of my name, and because I don't necessarily look particularly Jewish, people don't know I'm Jewish often. And so I hear things that I would not hear if I was more obviously Jewish. And I am keenly aware that while we have made great progress, anti-Semitism is still alive and well in parts of America. And it's important that we have a president of the United States that understands the importance of protecting religious minorities and the importance of fighting for the separation of church and state. And that's particularly important these days because I'm going to be honest, the modern Republican Party has become something that it was not when I was a young man growing up, which is a largely theocratic party. And the fact is that we have justices on the Supreme Court, and one of the most important things a president does is appoint judges. We have justices on the Supreme Court who are very, very overt in saying that they are not only in their interviews and in their writings, but in their opinions, and saying, I'm fighting for the religious convictions of my particular religion to be the law of the land, no matter what religion other people may have. And we see that in decision after decision. And, you know, give you one example. School prayer, okay? Coerced school prayer is what we had in this country up until the early 60s. There are at least four justices on the Supreme Court who would like to go back to that. And I just say to my friends in this room, if we ever have government mandatory school prayer again, it will not be the Shema. Yeah. And so you have to evaluate what kind of justices will presidents pick? Will Mitt Romney, who says that his favorite justice is, well, first he said his favorite justice was John Roberts. Big change on that. So now, his new favorite justice is Antonin Scalia.
Oh,
that is the model of justice that Mitt Romney is going to pick for the United States Supreme Court. What kind of justice would, that is not a majority view, but I appreciate your dissent. That's great. What kind of justice will Barack Obama appoint to the Supreme Court? We already know, because he has a record of appointing two very qualified, very progressive women to the Supreme Court who believe in that. On issues like the woman's right to control her own medical decisions, which I know Josh will talk more about. On issues like recognizing the worth and value of every family in America, not just certain families in America, we know that there's a huge difference. Not only will Mitt Romney appoint certain types of judges, but he has called for a constitutional amendment to prohibit the recognition of same-sex couples in any form, anywhere in the United States of America, okay? That is the difference versus a person who ended going as no tell and has finally evolved to my position, I like to think, because I held it, President Obama. So there is a huge difference on these domestic issues. As Jews, we talk about tikkun olam, repairing the world. Mitt Romney talks more about a bat olam, which is sort of a Hebrew joke, which didn't go over that well, but Hebrew jokes went much better at the plumbers conference I spoke to a couple weeks ago. But it doesn't mean repairing the world, I will tell you that. And I will tell you, I want to say one more thing about one more issue, and then I'll reluctantly, as always, relinquish the microphone. We have fought as Americans about issues for, 200 some years. And we have fought hard. But up until recently, both parties have resisted the urge to use a temporary hold on power to try to rig elections for the future to permanently cement their hold on power. Both parties had enough respect for democracy to say, we'll fight about substantive issues, but at least we will try to keep our elections free and now keep our elections fair and to keep them to be real elections, not third world elections. Well, that was up until now. We saw an effort to change the way we select electoral votes in Pennsylvania, which we were fortunate enough to be able to beat back. We saw the obscene gerrymandering. If anyone wants to take a look at the 7th Congressional District, it's a Rorschach test, and a Picasso print mixed together, okay? It's just really obscene. And more than that, we see with this latest voter ID law, and I can tell you, this is an issue I've been very involved in, this law is about one thing. It's not about solving a non-existent problem. It's about making sure that people who do not vote the right way, black people, poor people, the corporate administration themselves, said last week 750,000 Pennsylvanians, including almost one out of every five voters in the city of Philadelphia, will be disenfranchised by this law. As Jews, we went down in mass numbers as freedom riders to the South to fight for the right to vote, to fight for the opportunity for every American to have their voice heard. We gave our lives. Who now says we support voter ID bills to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of people. That's something you should think about when making your decision about who is going to protect our values, about who's going to protect our values when it comes time to make these decisions after the next presidential election. Again, thank you all for listening to me. Have a great day.
times from senators leave. If anybody, I thought Dale asked me not to mention the fact that sometimes he can be funny. But as you can tell, not only can he be serious, but he can tell it with a little twist of humor, because life requires all of us to be serious. We need to look at situations the way they are. And sometimes even the absurd require a touch of humor. So thank you, Dale. If anybody of you want to hire him, he's for rent. No. Okay, our next speaker needs a little introduction to this audience. He grew up in the area.